Amen. Genesis 41, verse number 25. The Bible said, "And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God hath showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kine are 7 years. The seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And the seven thin and ill-favored kine that came up after them are 7 years. The seven empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. And all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt. And the famine shall consume the land. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this. Let him appoint officers over the land and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come and lay up corn under the land of Pharaoh. And let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for the store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine." And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, "Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is?" And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "For as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou." Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "See, I have set thee over the land of Egypt." Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand, put it on Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, put a gold chain about his neck. Amen. That 36th verse saith, "And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine." Amen. Will you stretch your hand this way? We need the Lord to help us. Gracious Lord and loving Savior. Oh, my feebleness, my weakness, my inability is ever before me. I praise you for your visitation. I thank you, Lord, for coming by and being with us. God, I pray that you'd help us, Lord, as we endeavor to do your will. I pray you'd season our speech with your anointing and your grace. I ask you to meet with us in these altars. Help us, Lord, to be led and used of the Holy One of Israel. And we pray it all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Here's a portion of Scripture in the book of Joshua, found in chapter 17, verse 12. The Bible said, "Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. Yet it came to pass that when the children of Israel were waxing strong, that they put the Canaanites to tribute, but did not utterly drive them out." Amen. Praise God. If the Lord help us for just a little while, and I appreciate what He's doing here among us, Amen. I'd love to try to preach to us just from me scriptures right here. Amen. Just very, very, very familiar portion of scripture. And we find the Lord speaking here, and He's woke up the king of Egypt, Pharaoh, if you will. And the Bible said that this dream greatly troubled Pharaoh. And he's called all of the wise men together, and he's told them, I want you to tell me what the dream is and what it meant, for I'm greatly troubled by it. We all have dreams at different times, but this dream is different than any Pharaoh has had. It don't matter what he does. It don't matter how he tries to occupy his time. He cannot shake the remembrance of this dream. It's always troubling, eating at him. He remembers seeing those good ears of corn. It came up and looked like they was just going to feed. They were going to provide. They were going to supply. They were going to keep and sustain. And then here comes seven other ears of corn. They're blasting. Their food is gone, their meat is gone, their fruit has disappeared. And then all of a sudden the scene changes. Here come seven cattle, and they're seven cattle that anybody would desire. They're fatted cattle. Amen. They look perfect. There ain't any blemishes there. There ain't any trouble inside of them. And then here comes out of the water seven thin cows. And the Bible said the thin did eat those that were fat. And they did not get any fatter. They ate the fat cows. And they yet remain thin. This is bothering Pharaoh. What does this mean? Amen. I just don't understand it. But I feel like it's got a meaning. I may not be able to grasp it. But I feel like somebody is trying to tell me something. And then here comes Joseph, and the Lord speaks to him, and he says, Pharaoh, this thing is from the Lord. It's so important that God has showed you twice. It is so important that He's doubled the dream. It is so important that He's got it twice in your mind and in your sleep. He's telling Pharaoh, there's coming 7 years of plenty, and what you do in those 7 years is very important. What you do while God's a blessing, what you do while the rain is falling, what you do while the fields are full, it's going to determine the next 7 years. If you're not wise while God's working, if you don't act very wisely while God's moving, then it's going to be bad, and it'll show up in the next 7 years. Oh, I feel the good Holy Ghost. If the Lord help us, I want to try to preach to us while we're strong. Amen. While we're strong. Amen. We see here Pharaoh is in a place, and Joseph is right before him, and he's talking to him about this dream. And the Bible says he's telling him, amen, those seven thin cows that made your heart drop, those seven blasted ears of corn that made you trouble deep down inside. It is 7 years of famine. It's going to be 7 years of trial. It's going to be 7 years of bad temptation. Hear me just a little while. But right now, that famine ain't started yet. Right now, that trouble hasn't arrived yet. But God's going to give you a space to make you strong enough to last through that famine. Just as Elijah, when the angel woke him up and said, arise and eat, for the journey is too great for you. But God's made you a cake, and He's put inside of it all the ingredients of survival. He has put inside this cake all the ingredients that it'll take for you to stand, that it'll take for you to be steadfast. He has put Holy Ghost in there. He's put sanctification in there. He's put preservatives in there.
And if you'll arise and eat this cake, you'll make it through whatever happens. You'll endure through any battle. You'll win any warfare. But if you don't eat, there's going to be a time you'll get weary. There's going to be a time that you'll get weak. There'll come a time that you'll get overloaded. Rise up and eat!
Hallelujah. Praise God. How much God loves this man by doubling a dream, by doubling a vision. Not just one time troubled him, but sent him two different dreams in one night. Hear me just a little while. I can see this king waking up, sweat beads all over his face. I just had a bad dream, boys. It was about corn. And then I would lay back down. King, get you something to drink. Just lay back down. Don't let it bother you. Don't let it get you down. And he goes back to sleep. And then he's troubled again. And he wakes up and he's soaking wet. Hey, boys, it was a different thing. It was cows instead of corn this time. But it was the same principle. It was seven of them thin and seven of them fat. And it looked like the thin did win out over those that were fat. Hear me just a little while. And God's speaking of Joseph. And he's telling him, right now, I'm setting him in a revival. You tell him right now, I'm doing as Joel said. In the last days, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters, they'll prophesy before trouble arise, even before hardness comes. I'm going to send them all the strength they need. You tell them to save in the famine. You tell them to sow in the good time. You tell them to plant every part of ground. Don't leave nothing unsowed. Don't leave nothing untilled. Get all you can. Plant all you've got. And let God bless that.
You may feel like we won't leave you alone.
Young, middle-aged, elder like, I'm trying. And they just keep pushing. Praise the Lord. I'm trying. Keep prodding me. You need to seek after. You need to get saved. You need to get sanctified. You need to get the Holy Ghost. You need to get them gifts. I don't understand. I'm in the altar. I'm a trying. I just want to rest a little while. I just want to sit down for just a little bit. Why won't they leave me alone? Are they never satisfied? Do they never understand? Do you realize 7 years is a long time? I wonder after year number one if the planners got tired of planning. I wonder after year number one, even if the waters got tired of watering. I wonder after year number one if they got tired of a man named Joseph saying, get up early, boys. We got another year. But we had a bumper crop last year. Even we had a bumper crop yesterday, last night. Hear me just a little while. But Joseph is saying, you don't understand. Even it's going to be rough, and we've got to save every grain we can. We've got to save every ear of corn that is possible to save. Hear me. We're not just trying to stay on you, but we realize famines do come, and that's why we say get in there and get all you can. Aye, seek Him. Amen. Get in there and dig. Get in there and work. Get in there and let God give you something to make it with.
The old timer used to say something like, save for a rainy day. Yeah. And we've known some that if they had enough to pay today's bills, hey, what's going on? I've already got enough for next month's bills, so I'm going to take a whole month off of work, and then I'm going to go and have myself a good time and just see what all I can get involved in and into. And then the next month rolls around, and there's something about them bill collectors. They're going to have that thing in your mailbox every month. A regular letter may get lost in the mail, but a bill will never get lost in the mail. Hear me just a little. I don't know if they've got an agreement with the postal service, but that stuff never gets lost in the mail. Hear me just a little while. Didn't the Bible say, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, amen, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Amen. So that tells me there is going to be times that it were just going to be out of season. There is going to be times that we're just going to go through some valleys. There is going to be times that temptations will come. The Bible said offenses. It must needs be that offenses come. But woe unto him by whom they cometh. You can't stop yourself from getting offended. You can't keep yourself from getting your feelings hurt. Amen. But you can prepare for it. While God's a blessing, you can get ready for it. While a smile is on your face, God, I feel good now. I'm on a mountaintop. Let me store up for tomorrow. I may be in a trial, but tomorrow I may be in a fight. That's why this week, get all you can. Next school year, it may get rough. So now, let God help you.
Israel came to Canaanite. They said they got chariots of iron. We could not. It did say that. We could not drive them out. It ain't that they didn't try. You ever seen somebody struggle with something? I'm talking about their faith. Holy Ghost. I've seen some. I don't doubt that they are saved. And what they was battling with, and God was dealing with them about laying down and giving up, they tried. I mean, they're fighting with it. They're struggling with it. They was up against it. But the Bible said for a while they could not drive them out. But then it said in that 13th verse, and when they waxen strong. Amen. There came a time that God got to dealing with their hearts. And they got so strong that the Bible said they put the Canaanites to tribute. They're now making them pay taxes against their own will. They're now taking the fruit of the Canaanites' labor. The Bible said they waxen strong and they put the Canaanites to tribute. But they did not utterly drive them out. That is a mistake. Hear me just a little while. When God visits you and makes you strong enough to lay something down, that's the time to do it. Hear me just a little while. Amen. They told me of somebody that was battling cigarettes and he got victory over it. God delivered him and he put them in his pocket and he said, I'm going to tote this around to show the devil I'm stronger than he is. He done it for a while, but there come a time he wasn't as strong as he was right then, and he pulled it out and he made a bad mistake. Hear me, when God delivers you, I say get rid of it. Hey, I'm trying to preach to us while we're strong in the years of famine, in the land of peace, during God's outpouring. Do all you can. Bible did say, unless the Spirit draws us, can't no flesh be saved. There is times His Spirit draws us. He said in another place, repent and be converted when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. There is some things that is mightier than we are, and they hold us down.
There's going to come certain times in our life that God's just going to give us a space of plenty. That God's just going to give us a space of refreshing. That God's just going to give us a space of peace. And that was greater than us during that time, we're greater than it. And God's just saying during that time, even didn't the Bible say in one place, only a fool makes a mock at sin. Once you get Samson bound and you pluck his eyes out, don't make sport of him. You go ahead and cut his head off and you won't have to worry about his hair growing anymore. Hear me, church. Our mistake is, instead of killing Samson, we make sport of him. I got victory over my enemy. And if you don't kill him, he'll get strong again. If you don't slay him, he'll come back again. How did it happen? How be it? We don't know how, just God done it. How be it, the locks of his hair begin to grow again. And that man found him a little lad, and he said, do you know where the pillars of this house, whereon it is born, stand? And that guy said, I sure do. He said, show me to him. I've been working out down there in the prison house. Just put one hand on that one and put this hand on the other hand. They never should have died. Hear me. The Bible said, and at his death, he killed more Philistines than he did in his entire life. And they had him. They had him. He didn't have no eyes. He was bound. At any time, they could have just laid him down or threw him down, took a sword, took a knife, took anything, and took that man's head off. Amen. But they had a funeral that was huge. They had a funeral that was large. Hear me just a little while. And I can hear the man over that funeral saying what David said over Abner. Abner died as a fool dies. They went no sense in this death. They went no sense in this destruction. He gave us plenty years. He gave us strength. He made us mighty. We had our adversary, but I had a head. We could have killed him. We could have slew him. We could have took him out, but we let him grow. We let him get strong. And that's what happens. Pharaoh, better seek out a wise man. Starting today, it's important. 7 years of good starts right now, Pharaoh. Seek out a wise man that knows how to... What's the word I'm looking for? Manage. Seek out a wise man that can write you out a budget. Seek out a wise man that can fix your weekly planner. Seek out a wise man who is this wise. He said, is there anybody that is like that in whom the Spirit of God dwells? And you want to know why we stress the need of the baptism in the Holy Ghost? The Bible said when He comes, He shall lead us and guide us in all truth. Amen. Hear me just a little while. The Bible said, amen, every man is tempted. It does say that. But it also says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. There is a difference between being tempted and walking right into temptation. Hear me just a little while. And if we don't have a wise guide, and if we don't have a wise leader, and if we don't do things while we're strong and in the plenteous years, then we'll walk right into somewhere that'll overtake us. Hear me just a little while. Oh, God, help us to prepare now. Help us to make ready now. He's coming back after a church that has made herself ready in the plenteous years. Hey, hear me, church. Help me, Holy Ghost. I'm trying to preach to you my heart. I'm not doing a good job, but it's a burning right here.
Israel. Israel. You couldn't beat them yesterday. God's blessed you today. And He's given you a little strength. And Israel knew they were greater than the Canaanites. They had their foot on their neck. You are going to pay us tribute. Hell, nobody like to pay taxes. Hell, nobody like to take money they worked for and give it to somebody that didn't lift a finger and give it to them because they have to. They ain't got no choice. They hold out their hand and you've got to lay it in there. Israel knew, buddy, we got these boys. Look at them. They can't do nothing. We're stronger. Our chariots are better. Our swords are bigger. Amen. Hear me just a little while. And God's telling them, I've done that for you. I made you stronger for a reason. They're going to get strong again. They're going to rise up one more time. Amen. For the Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. I'll never forget that older preacher saying, I've never seen a wrestling match where one man was on top all of the time. He said, but every wrestling match I've seen, that one was on top some, and then he was on top. Then he was on top, then he was on top. Hear me just a little while. But when God blesses you to get on top, take advantage of it. And that's what's happened this week. He has blessed us. You're in an environment where the enemy is driven back. You're in a place where all you're surrounded by is encouragement. All you're surrounded by is help. Take advantage of the plenteous years.
My wife will get us a song ready. I know you're a mighty man, Elijah. When God bakes me a cake, I need to eat. If I don't, I'm going to suffer somehow. I appreciate our brother preaching to us. Me and my wife both got help other night. God was putting ingredients in something. Every one of them ingredients has to do with something we're going to face. They used to have a saying. I don't know if they said it up here. They did back home when I was little. Have you ate your Wheaties? They usually said it if you wasn't running faster. Or if you wasn't hanging with whatever sport they was doing. The energy wasn't as much as theirs was. You didn't eat your Wheaties, did you? If we don't receive something that God's got for us, it's going to show somewhere. Somewhere down the road, that ingredient is going to be needed. Or God wouldn't have given it. Hear me just a little while. Every one of the fruits is for a reason. The fruits of the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is for a reason. That's why Jesus said, it is needful that I should go away. Why is it needful that our Master should leave? For He said, if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. And you are going to need Him. That's why Paul, when he came on some people, he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since she believed? And they said, we've not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he got to preaching to them, you need it. You need to get after it. Hear me just a little while. Why do we need it if we've not heard of it? There's going to come a day. Even God's got you strong right now. He's given you a space of peace. He's held back the battle. He's pushed back the enemy. He's put you in a place where you've got counselors. In a multitude of counselors, there is safety. But take advantage of that time. Pharaoh, seek out a wise man. God's double division. Just to let you know how important it is. You take advantage of this opportunity. I believe I'd be safe in saying 7 thin cows will come to every one of us. The blasted ears of corn will come to every one of us. For man that's born of a woman is of a few days, full of trouble. Oh, I'm hurrying. I feel the Holy Ghost. When that dragon saw that he could not kill that child, Jesus, Revelation said he turned unto the woman. And he started persecuting her. And the Bible said there was given unto her 2 great wings of an eagle, that she might fly away unto her place. It was her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. Hear me just a little while. So that tells us he's going to turn to us. When he saw he could not do anything with the woman, the Bible said he turned to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear me just a little while. That's why it's important that we get those wings and we find them in the altar. That's why it's important that we search us out a God that can take us to our place where we'll be nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And when God puts us in a place like this week, when God puts us in a place where in the morning it's church, at night it's church, during the day it's around holy people, amen, during the day it's godly conversation, we've got to go back to work. We've got to go back to town. Amen. Temptations will come back. Trials will come back. Even battles will arise. But